my biggest piece of advice to anybody who struggles with managing multiple things is utilizing your time wisely by having the time to plan. You have to plan to plan. Yeah. It's weird. It's mind-boggling sometimes, but you have to actually sit down, lock in, no phone, no, I mean, if you need your phone for certain planning things, but no phone calls, no text, just you and your business. You loving your business, investing your time into it.
Welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get real answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. My name is Aquia Robinson, and I'm a makeup artist, beauty educator, and the creator of Friends in Beauty. I created Friends in Beauty to support like-minded creatives, just like you, on their quest to connect, network, and build genuine relationships within the beauty community. Join me every week as me and my special guests reveal the keys to success and longevity in the beauty industry, and most importantly, have fun while doing it. You ready? Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I'm so happy to have you here with me, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. If you are a friend in beauty, I welcome you to join the Friends in Beauty Facebook community. If you're looking for a community of like-minded, ambitious, and supportive friends in beauty to virtually connect with, network, and share resources, then click the link down below in the show description or the show notes to join our community, and I'll be there to welcome you with open arms. Also, follow us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty. If you would like a chance to be featured on our page, I do something called the Friends in Beauty Friday feature, where I spotlight different friends in beauty and their accomplishments. So all you have to do is use the hashtag FIB Friday feature and tag Friends in Beauty for a chance to be featured. And it doesn't matter how big or small you think the accomplishment is, I want to be able to shout you out, send you good vibes, and share what you're doing with the community. Also, this podcast is available on several platforms. We're on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, YouTube. Wherever you are listening from, I truly, truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Friends in Beauty podcast. And I would love it if you would leave me a comment, a review, a 5-star rating, so I know what you feel about the podcast. Also, share this podcast with your other friends in beauty, your friends, your family, anybody that you think can benefit from the information that is being shared to help us grow our community. Now, today on the Friends in Beauty podcast, we welcome Jaya Bolden to the Friends in Beauty guest chair. Jaya Bolden is a young, vibrant, serial entrepreneur and mentor who is a self-motivated, growing powerhouse in the lifestyle and makeup industry. With a passion for makeup, instructing, and all things beauty, Jaya possesses the skills, passion, and professionalism to make sure every face and life touched is done to perfection. Growing up, entrepreneurship wasn't a skill that was taught to her. Fortunate enough, she was involved in extracurricular activities such as leadership conferences through Envision Career and Leadership Program. Through Envision, she realized she was innovative, and that eventually sparked the launch of her career as a makeup artist and her business, Makeup by Jaya, at the age of 16. Later, Makeup by Jaya transformed into Makeup by Jaya Studio, where she underwent the painstaking process of becoming a studio owner at the age of 19. A few of her notable clients consist of BET as one of their youngest artists in 2015, The Bobby Jones Show, Joyful Noise with Ty Tribbett, and Black Girls Rock, both in 2016. She has also done makeup for backup singers and dancers for Monica, Jasmine Sullivan, as well as Brandy. The mission of Makeup by Jaya Studio is to bring out the beauty in all and to make light enhancements and not a complete makeover. Due to her accomplishments and mission, many women have asked for countless tutorials and tips, thus birthing her next business, The Beauty and the Beat Brunch, which is the ultimate brunch and makeup class for those who want to learn and achieve a flawless makeup application and to find their own routine. In October 2017, she created Crowning Queens, a mentorship program that uplifts young girls and women starting at the age of 16 and upwards. Through crowning queens, Jaya ensures that she emphasizes that there is no limit on hunger for knowledge and desire to be inspired. Whether it's makeup, teaching, or mentoring, all businesses are extension of Jaya and her efforts to inspire beauty and grace in young girls and women alike. As Sir Thomas Overbury said, beauty is only skin deep. But with Makeup by Jaya Studio, the Beauty and the Beat brunch, and crowning queens, beauty is both internal and external. I had such an amazing time talking with Jaya. In this episode of the Friends of Beauty podcast, we talked about her humble beginnings as a makeup artist, starting as a sophomore in high school, how she opened and operated a makeup studio in DC while she was in college in Philly, and how she manages all of her business ventures. We also talked about how she's empowering young girls and women through her Crowning Queens mentoring program, and Jaya gives us some advice on choosing your team and shares her long-term goals and so much more with us. Like I said, I had such an amazing time chatting, meeting, and just interviewing Jaya that I do not want to hold you back any further. So let's go ahead and jump into this amazing interview with Jaya Bowden. Enjoy. Welcome to the Friends and Beauty podcast, Jaya.
Thank you for having me, Aquia. I definitely appreciate it.
I am so excited to talk to you, meet you officially. I have so many questions for you. I want to get to know you more. I was telling Milan, like I told you earlier, that I was surprised that we hadn't met yet since we're in the same area. You're doing your thing. Like, I looked at your Instagrams with an S because you had three. I looked at your Instagrams and I'm like, this girl is out here like doing her thing. So I'm really excited to talk to you today because I know that you have a lot to share and offer. And I know it's something that the Friends and Beauty community would definitely like appreciate getting to hear from you. So thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having this platform for us. We truly appreciate it.
Of course. So before we jump into the interview, I want to start off with some icebreaker questions just for myself and the Friends and Beauty community to get to know you a little bit more outside of makeup. So it's like a whole bunch of random, you know, questions.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So the first one is, give us three random facts about you.
Okay. I am a sister. I am 23 years old, and I'm a recent graduate from Temple University.
Okay. I wanted to go to Temple so bad back in my day when I was, you know, preparing for college, and they sent me a letter saying that I wasn't accepted, but I could transfer in as a sophomore. And I was like, uh-uh, no. Like, I want to go right now.
Because it definitely is a very competitive market there.
Yeah. Because when I went on a college tour, and that was like the only place that really like resonated with me. I love Temple. So
that city life.
Yeah, I loved it. Let's see. What's the next one? The next one, I'm about to put my phone on silent for I'd be mad at myself. What's your favorite movie?
I actually don't have a favorite. And whenever people ask me favorite movie, favorite foods, I don't have favorites. Okay. But I do like anything comedy. Mm-hmm. I don't like thrillers. If it makes me cringe or make me jump out of my skin, I don't want it. I don't want to watch it. I love history movies as well. Color Purple, you know, throwbacks, old 2000, 90s movies. So to sum it up, but I don't have a particular favorite. Like I gotta watch right now.
Right, right. I feel you. I feel you on that. What do people always tell you that you're good at, aside from like makeup and beauty? What do people tell you you're good at?
Leadership and talking.
That is good.
My leadership skills are often highlighted and I can talk.
That's a good thing. Those are good things. I would definitely love to be like good at talking. That's probably one of the reasons why I started the podcast too, because I'm not a shy person, but I did want to get more comfortable with like speaking and speaking clearly and like articulating myself better. So that's really cool.
And that's actually why I got a publicist, because I wanted more opportunities to speak. And although the opportunities will come to me, or I'll find my own opportunities or create my own opportunities, I'm just like, I need to speak more. It's not enough for me. Every other month, that's not enough.
I feel you. So do you have a morning routine?
So I actually have a slight morning routine.
Okay.
That consists of, well, I'm a child of God, first of all. So I know you're going to get into who I actually am, but I first like to meditate, get my mind, my spirit right, my attitude. Again, there's more we're going to dive into about me, but I have to make sure that I'm mentally prepared for the day. Mm-hmm. So that always helps. I use an app called Abide and an app called Inspirations and an app called Motivations. So I go through all three of those. Takes about 30 minutes meditation, and then I go in the bathroom and get myself together and get dressed for work.
Awesome. I love that. I'm definitely going to look those up and put those in the show notes because I love meditation as well.
Yes. Like, you will love Abide then. It has a soothing sounds and waters and stuff. You'll like it.
And the last icebreaker, if you weren't in the beauty industry, what would you want to be doing right now?
I would be a radiologist and I would be in a medical field.
Dope.
I just really didn't want to do that many years of school. I'm just like, makeup taking off. I have all these other ventures. Uh-huh. I can always go back to school for that if I decide.
Radiology, that's different. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. Like, that's really, you said some really cool things. I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so let's jump into it. I want to know more about you. Like, who is Jaya Bowden?
So I first and foremost am a child of God, as I previously mentioned. I like to highlight that because without him, I'm nothing. I feel empty whenever my life is doing well and I don't make time for him. He always knocks me back some way, somehow, and reminds me, you need me to get to your next step. Next, I am a sister. I did mention that. My sister is like my heart. Without her, I'm also nothing. I literally need her like for almost everything. So I honestly don't know what I would do without my sister. Following that, I need to swallow my arms. following that, I am also a serial entrepreneur. I didn't want to say that one next. I was trying to think of something else interesting, but I have my own mentoring program, Crown and Queens Mentoring. That is my baby. I created it when I was a sophomore in college. And I became a makeup artist when I was a junior in high school. So makeup artistry is my other one. And lastly, my other business is Bosses Connect, events and rentals. So I have an event space here in DC where I host my networking events and happy hours. And I also have things for rentals such as chairs, tables, linens, you name it.
Girl, yes. Girl boss. I love it. So is your sister, is she older than you or younger?
My sister is 2 years younger than me, and she is Jalen Graphics on Instagram. So sister's pretty known in this area for her graphic designs and her photography.
Cool. So do you all work together a lot with her?
We do. I'm currently in Makeup by Jaya Studio. Her office is right next behind mine.
Y'all are so cute.
Thank you.
She's equally as beautiful as well. I saw her on your Instagram. Y'all just
thank you.
Chocolate girls just out here killing it.
Like my
mommy. So how did your journey in the beauty industry begin as a junior in high school?
I was 16 years old when I started dibbling dabbling and playing in makeup. It didn't become a real thing until I took my first client in 2014 for that prom season. I had 3 prom clients from what I remember. And that itself was an experience. I charged $25. Mm-hmm. And I had $5 travel fee, $10 travel fee, something like that. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But my sister was my doll. She was my muse. And thanks to my mom being a creative, she was a former hairstylist. She kind of gave me that extra push. I didn't see this freelancing and this creative background in myself, but she seen it in me and she made me practice on my sister a number of times. That's a whole nother story.
That's really cool. I love the fact that you started in high school, and sometimes I wish that I had that kind of push too, because I think my interest in like hair and beauty definitely started in high school, because when I was younger, I went to all African centered private schools. So we weren't allowed to wear makeup or nails or do anything other than what was natural, you know, for our hair. So when I went to high school, I went to a public school, and that's like all the girls that I was hanging out with were into the makeup and they had their hair and, you know, all that. So I got to start experimenting with that, but I was encouraged to, you know, go to college and, you know, have a backup plan and all. I did that, but now I'm still, you know, back. in the beginning.
No, I definitely understand what you mean. And that's actually the reason why I have Crown and Queens mentoring, because I had my mom give me an extra push, but I had nobody actually sit me down and say, this is how you run the business. You're not just, I'm not just a makeup artist. So that's why you don't hear me say, oh, I'm makeup by Jaya. Or you don't see my face on my makeup page, because I'm not just a makeup artist. And I think that is very important for our young girls to know today. Like, you can be whatever you want to be. And we do not just mean that in the most simplest terms, like literally.
I love that. So what did you major in Temple? And are you able to incorporate your major into your business?
Yes. So I majored in communications and entrepreneurship. I actually have a 9-to-5 that I use my communications degree with, and I am basically a service assistant dispatcher. So I dispatch jobs to our field workers. I maintain all communication aspects within that business. So I've been at that job since I was 17. And when I graduated from Temple, they offered me a full-time position. And incorporating entrepreneurship into my business was like the highlight of my degree, because I had public speaking classes. I had photography classes where I actually had to hold a camera and learn it, not somebody just shooting me for a photo. I had journalism classes. This is why I'm able to launch my blog next month. You know, I'm able to write now. I feel like I'm such a better writer because of those journalism classes. So communications was such a broad degree for me. It was more than just business administration, business management, finance. I needed the whole scope. I needed to know how to represent myself and communicate with others, customer service, the whole nine.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my gosh, because usually when I hear people say communications, I think I mostly talk to people who were into like the broadcast, like journalism side or something.
No, it's advertising, it's a lot. Wow. Yes, we had advertising classes, marketing classes. Media studies was a big one because, of course, today's age is all media. Everything we're doing is media related. So I feel like that was a plus. So I actually transferred from the School of Business my freshman year because I kept failing these math classes. True. Math is not my thing. And my mama always told me, if you know how to count money, girl, that's all that matters. So I took what my mama told me and I ran with it. And they put me in communications and called it a day. I had no math, no science. It was amazing.
I feel you on that. That math, oh, I always tell the story of, so I stayed here for college. I went to UDC because I did not want to go to college at all. I wanted to go to cosmetology school. So I just chose, like, let me just go to UDC because my cousin is going there and everything. But the math classes, I have an IT degree. And I graduated like right in the thick of the recession. So people are always surprised when I tell them I have never worked in my field. The one interview that I went on, they gave us an assessment before the interview and I failed the math portion and they did not interview me. And I walked out of there like literally in tears, like walking to my car, like sobbing, because it was like, why would you give us a math test before the interview? Like, this is crazy. So I feel you on the math.
Yeah, if I can count money, I'm good. But that's another thing. Test taking was not my strong suit. Like, my anxiety, my stress levels, Give me a paper to write, please.
Yes, I'm a writer. I can definitely write. I do love that, for sure. So I want to know more about your Crown and Queens. Like, what was the point that you decided that you wanted to have a mentorship program for young girls, and it goes up to like the ages go up. So what was that point? Like, what made you want to do that?
So I had a number of girls let me just start off with, in 2016, that's when I realized my clientele was kind of like getting up there, and I decided to open up my own makeup studio. So this is a year after I graduated high school. This is during my freshman year. This is in the midst of me getting new opportunities, basically, and finding myself. Yeah. I opened up a studio, and a lot of girls on social media, Snapchat was popping in. They would Snapchat me. How'd you do that? Don't you live in Philly? Don't you go to Temple? Your studio's in Washington, D.C.? Yeah. When do you come home? And when do you? They just had questions. And I definitely battled with the decision, but I knew I wanted to be known in 2 or 3 major cities. And I knew that would benefit me. So when they would ask questions, I wanted them to come in, come take a look at the studio and actually be in it so that they can know that they can do this. So one young lady, she asked me, can I help with her YouTube channel? Mind you, I'm only 19 years old at this time. So I'm like, I don't really know as much. From 16 to 19, I can only help you with what I know. Mm-hmm. So after doing several sessions with young girls, and I was charging like session fees of like $30. After a while, it didn't feel right, like mm-hmm. at all. I felt like I taught them everything that I had knew. I felt as though I wasn't benefiting them anymore, or I wasn't able to be as consistent. So I said to myself, how can I put them all in one room so that we could just get together? Because Nia has ideas. She wants to start her own sports line. And Kayla has ideas. She wants to sell lashes. And this person wants to do modeling. Let's just all get together. So when I put us all in one room, that was October 17, 2017. And I literally had my aunt make me a bunch of sandwiches. She does catering. I had a little slideshow. And we talked about all of our business goals. We talked about everything that we actually wanted. And we put down bullet points, created roadmaps. And that was when I realized that this could be next level, just not right now. Okay. So here I am. 3 years later, I've only been launched officially for a year and a few months. Mm-hmm. And even though I've established it 3 years ago, it's still a growing process. It's still all learning. But I have a number of girls who help me keep me uplifted, and I help them. I provide them with resources and tools. So that's basically how we got started and why.
You said so many things that I want to touch on. Like,
I'm sorry. I told you I could talk.
It's perfect. My mind, like, I'm listening, but you just said so many things that I want to like circle back to, because it was just extraordinary. So the fact that you opened up a studio in DC while you were in school in Philly, how did that work for you? Were you doing faces here and in Philly? Like, what was going on?
Yes, for 5 years. For 5 years. And honestly, when you said you're surprised that we haven't met yet, that honestly is probably the reason why. Because every weekend I would come home and be booked with my DC clients. I barely was even seeing my parents. Yes. I was in the studio trapping it out, as my sister and I would say, sun up to sun down. So yes, I was back and forth. And prior to then, I mean, I didn't have any bills. So I was just saving all my makeup money for like what reason. I was just saving. I was like, let's make this move. My clients knew I had just graduated. Mm-hmm. Most of them came to my graduation party. They knew I was in Philly, and they still kept booking me. So I'm like, I'm not staying here on the weekend. Y'all don't want to book me yet. I had to continue marketing myself in Philly and on a Temple campus in order for me to actually dedicate certain weekends to them. So mm-hmm. it went from me coming to DC almost every weekend to me doing half DC, half Philly, and half and half, back and forth, like a chicken head.
I love that. And then the other thing that you mentioned that I love is that the fact that you developed the program like some years ago, and you said this is like, it's something good, but not right now. I love that you said that, because that's the conversation that I have to have with myself a lot of times, is like, I dream big. So when I dream big, it's like I'm already at the finish line, sort of say. So I can see the vision so clearly. And I sometimes have to stop myself and say, like, you have to go through the process of developing this. Like, this is like the vision maybe 3 years from now that you're seeing. But in the meantime, you have to, like, you know, work up to that. And I love that you kind of put it on ice until it was like the right moment for you to be able to like pour into those people at that time. And, you know, you went to school, you got more, you know, skills and things under your belt. I love that.
And really, the networking aspect of school is what took it next level. So if any entrepreneur is watching this, take your networking outside of your norm or your comfortability, because Philly was not comfortable for me. Mm-hmm. But I adjusted and I miss it.
What was uncomfortable about Philly?
It was definitely a shift in the environment. It was a humbling experience, rather. Philly kind of reminds me of Baltimore, not to shame or anything of that nature, but I'm from PG County. Like, I'm from the suburbs.
Yes.
You know, I just, everything there is so cheap. Everything here is so expensive. Mm-hmm. That transition was very difficult. I became a very cheap person living out there. That's just one of the things that I had to transition over. My lifestyle changed a lot. Yes. I learned to save more out there because I wasn't spending more out there. But then every time I would come here, somebody hit me up, let's go out to eat, let's go. And it's like, we're spending a whole bunch of money. So we'll save that conversation for another day, because Philly had a lot of experiences that really helped me grow and was very humbling.
Also, with the Crown and Queens program, is that a program that people have to pay to be in? Because I know you said you were charging at one point, but it didn't feel right. So now that you've had it for a year or so, is it a program that people have to pay, or is it like a nonprofit, or is it self-funded? How are you running it?
It is soon to be nonprofit. However, it's been self-funded for over a year, and quite frankly, I kind of like it this way, but I know nonprofit will bring us more opportunities and resources. Mm-hmm. So it's a one-time application fee, and I have discounts on my business guides, discounts on workshops. So members get discounts on everything and pay a one-time fee. What your fee is going toward is the network of 400 women who are in my program. So you're networking with women who are in Alabama, who are in California, in Philly, New Jersey, New York, South Carolina, North Carolina, the list goes on. And you're also expanding your services and products by learning from all of the people inside the organization and group chat. So no monthly fees, just whenever we release something, they get a discount. Non-members pay to talk to me. My members get free calls. My non-members, they have to pay to, you know, have a conversation with me, pay to come attend a workshop and things of that nature.
I'm just so proud of you. Like, this is so amazing. How did you go about building that network of 400 women? What was that process like? Was it a lot of networking involved?
So that network was extremely... it was challenging at first. However, once we learned the power of marketing, the power of the algorithm, social media, just Instagram alone is one of the reasons. I'm not going to say it's the only reason. Instagram is one of the reasons why we have such a large base. However, my sister and I are, you know, the heads of the organization, and we do a lot of networking. My sister actually lives in New York and in DC, so she holds down the New York location. I hold down the Philly and the DC location. So that's how we kind of grew the network. And just word of mouth, to be honest. Every time we do something or have something, everybody's sharing it and posting it, or people want to attend or support. So it definitely goes a long way with social media and word of mouth.
Awesome. So with so many like successful ventures, your serial entrepreneurship, how do you manage it all? Like the beauty and you do the beauty and the beat brunch, you got the Crown and Queens, Makeup by Jaya Studio. Like, how do you manage all of that?
To be honest, sometimes I don't. And I try to tell my mentees, sometimes it's okay. When you have multiple streams of income, not all of them are going to work at the same time. Mm-hmm. I have 12 streams of income. I get to pick and choose which one I want to make me money this month, which one I want to put into the organization this month. So the Beauty and the Beat Brunch actually hasn't had an event since 2018. Mm-hmm. So it's been almost 2 years for the Beauty and the Beat Brunch. And that's just from my personal struggles with my makeup. I've been trying to improve my makeup skills to go out and teach more. So it really varies. Some days are better than others. My biggest piece of advice to anybody who struggles with managing multiple things is utilizing your time wisely by having a time to plan. You have to plan to plan. Yeah. It's weird. It's mind-boggling sometimes, but you have to actually sit down, lock in, no phone, no, I mean, if you need your phone for certain planning things, but no phone calls, no texts. Mm-hmm. Just you and your business. You loving your business, investing your time into it.
I love that. So what is your team consist of? I know you have a PR person. That's like a double ended question. Like, what was that decision? What made you want to get a PR person? But who else do you have on your team to help things run seamlessly?
Okay, so I'll kind of go down the line and kind of sum them all up, because it's not like I have a team of 200 people. So I'll first start with my sister, who is my graphic designer, and she's also partially a creative director for me as well. She also has her boyfriend on her graphic design team, and he's a stylist. He helps me with my styling, and he also helps with my graphics whenever she's too busy and too booked up. Mm-hmm. I have my publicist who helps market me to other people, pitch my story to other people, and get me publications. I have a marketing manager who works, she basically markets my services and my products. If I have an event coming up, she'll market that specifically. So she doesn't work like monthly. She works whenever I have something. She's contracted. I also have my assistants. My assistants for in the studio and my assistants for out of the studio. In the studio, they help me with all things sanitation, organizing, inventory, keeping this closet together. Whenever I have a load of clients, they're in here with me, trapping it out. I also have my COO. My mom is my COO of Crowning Queens Mentoring. Mm-hmm. So she kind of is the backup for me whenever she's a second face, basically. Everybody knows my mom and my sister. So if I can't attend something, it's one of them attending. So she's my COO. Am I missing somebody? My tax lady, you definitely need her. I don't have a bookkeeper. I use QuickBooks. Let me go down the line. Anything else? I think that's all. Photographers. I got to give my photographers and videographers their credit because I use the same three people and they're on rotation. Mm-hmm. So definitely having a solid team will help your business because you're working with certain budgets every day and every month. So I love my team to sum it up.
I love that. And that's like one of the things that I am working towards is actually getting a official team because I have people who don't mind helping me out, you know, here and there, but I pretty much do everything by myself right now. And I know that I need a team, but I don't know if it's the Aquarius in me. I just like relinquishing some control sometimes. It's like, I know how I want things. So being able to delegate, you know, properly what I need people to do, it's all in my head. I definitely need a team for sure.
Yeah, it all starts with understanding what you need from a team. Mm-hmm. So don't test the waters with a publicist if you don't know why you need a publicist. Right. Don't test the waters. Right, but don't test the waters with assistants if you're unsure what areas they're actually going to help with that, you know, with your business. Mm-hmm. So that's any advice for anybody, you know, trying to pick up, because I wasted a ton of money, and this is just me being real and raw with it. I wasted so much money hiring people thinking that they were going to deliver what they said they did. However, I didn't communicate it what I wanted them to do. No, here's what I need you to do. I need you to create me a content calendar, Milan, please. I want this number of publications by this month, please. You know, so you got to have goals for yourself in order to delegate those tasks.
Exactly. And that, I think that's probably where I dropped the ball too. Like I had a publicist at one point and nothing really came of it other than me losing money every month, but it was definitely like a learning lesson at the end of the day. But I definitely had things that was like, okay, this is what I want, but you know, you live and you learn. That's the nature of business sometimes.
No, seriously. And I'm sorry, must I add one thing? Because as it relates to marketing managers and publicists, you're not going to get instant results with them. Mm-hmm. Now, my marketing manager, she marketed me to a bunch of couples last year. And I got booked to go out Vegas for a bachelorette party. However, I didn't get that gig until 3 months in. Mm-hmm. The first 2 months, she did book smaller things for me, but that one was the one that made me keep her on my team. They paid for flight, hotel, activities, food, all of that. So sometimes the communication process, the emailing back and forth, that's what we don't have time to do. And sometimes that can be a couple of months. So definitely patience is a virtue, but start small where you can, knowing your budget, knowing what you want, and seeing if your publicist has packages. That's one thing that I appreciate about my publicist. She has options, and there are a number of publicists out here that have options that will fit your needs.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that. Because I know a lot of people who are, you know, at that point where they definitely need to, like, in order to step it up, you definitely need a team to take you to the next level. I know I can't do everything by myself for the rest of, you know, so I definitely appreciate you sharing that for sure.
No problem.
So what was it like? I saw that you worked on Black Girls Rock before a few times. Like, how was that? What was that experience?
It was, it was definitely a good experience. I started my, see, and this is where my entrepreneurship journey kind of got a little tricky, because I was offered the job at BET. I was 18 years old, but I had just graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. So my decision and the payment to go to Temple was already made March of 2015. Right. So by July of 2015, I had did one of my clients' mom's makeup, and she worked there. I don't even know her position. I can't remember, but she worked at BET, the DC location. And she called me and was like, I loved how you did my makeup. Mind y'all, I didn't do much of anything. It was just a little eyeshadow, a little mascara. She was satisfied by that little bit. So you never know how much impact your work does. So always do good work. Anyways, she basically called me and was like, would you like to do the Bobby Jones show? So it really started with the Bobby Jones show. I did 2 seasons of that, so 2 years of that. And then I was also offered the Ty Tribbett show. So I did his Joyful Noise show. And then Black Girls Rock came. And that experience was the best. Like, I saw Rihanna in person. That was the one Hillary Clinton was at when she was campaigning against Obama. Was it Obama? Yeah. I think that was that time. Yeah, that was that time. But there was a number of different things that I experienced from there. BT was the reason why I took my makeup seriously, because they got me all the way together, okay? Like, all the way.
I feel you. That's awesome. I actually live like right up the street, maybe like 5 minutes from where the that studio used to be, BET. Now they turned into like the DC cable television studio.
They sold it to the government. That's why I had like, that's why the opportunities for a lot of people in this area kind of went downhill. So when I heard about Black Girls Rock and they asked me if I wanted to come to Jersey from Philly, I was like, yeah, I would love to. Can I get any more opportunities? And she was like, no, you're in school. I was like,
don't worry about that. I'm gonna work that out myself.
I'm like, huh? She was like, you're in school, because me and her daughter are the same age. So she was like, I want you to be focused on school. Black Girls Rock was filmed on a weekend. So she didn't mind me coming Friday after my classes and whatnot, staying until Saturday. So it worked out, but I really wish I was able to stay in that, you know, the whole TV industry.
So what does self-care look like for you with, you know, everything that you have going on? How do you take time for yourself?
I sleep.
I love sleep.
I love getting my lashes done too. It's like the best nap. Honestly, self-care to me is doing nothing. Being at peace, because I'm always on the go. I'm either always in my car, always working, on my feet, sitting down doing lashes for hours, just doing nothing.
Yeah.
Hearing nothing.
I feel you.
That is self-care to me. So I like to keep up with my hair, nails, and lashes, of course, my toes, but that's just regular maintenance. For me, I look at that as things I have to do because of my business and because I have to be presentable. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just that's part of my job. But I do like my naps at my lash appointments.
I'm a nap queen. Like, I could take naps like it's nothing. I've met a lot of people before that say, I can't lay down and take a nap. I'm like,
I can't.
Just close your eyes and I'm there.
Well, who waking me up?
Okay.
Jesus. Look, he gonna wake me up. It'd be 8 hours later by the time I wake up, and I'd be so confused. It'd be dark outside.
So it was a question that popped in my head because of something you just said. You said that like the self-care thing is just, you know, your regular maintenance, because you have to keep your, you know, appearance up and everything like that. Like, what, as a makeup artist and as this entrepreneur, I'm trying to ask the question of like, how important do you think image is to your success? Like, is it in a alignment with each other, like your image and how successful you can be sometimes? Because that's one thing that I struggle with. I told you I put makeup on for you today because I knew, I was looking at your page like, oh, she is just so gorgeous, she probably about to bring you, I gotta put makeup on. But that's one thing that I struggle with, is like consistently like with the image thing, because makeup, even though I love, you know, doing makeup, it's not necessarily like a thing for me to, you know, get done and look at my nails. I mostly wear press ons. I don't have none on today, but that's one thing that I struggle with is the image thing.
So I feel like your image speaks for yourself. So I am with you. I do not wear makeup. This is the first time this week. Last week I wore it one time. I probably wear, I average once a week or twice a week if I'm doing something. My clients, they know me bare face, okay? They see my skin more importantly. So I feel like them seeing my skin lets them know that it's okay to let it breathe. It's okay to not be glammed up all the time. And quite frankly, on social media, yeah, maintain that image, but I still show my natural and my true self because I want people to know that I'm not all about the glitz and the glamour. I'm about being me. And although I love makeup, I don't like wearing a whole bunch of stuff on my face. My face need to breathe.
Yeah.
Because this hair is bringing me out a little bit on the sides. You know, I need to keep things off of my face. But your image, you not having nails, you having dreadlocks, you not wearing makeup, you're a naturalista. What is bad about that? I would love for you to do my makeup if you're a naturalista. That means I'm not going to be caked on, my foundation not going to be sliding off of my face. So these are things that I'm actually thinking about when it comes to my image. I'm not hard on myself about my image. I know that there's times and places for everything. So when there are time and places for everything, show up. That's why my anxiety was kind of getting to me today, because I was like, the Zoom video. It was just like, So another thing is I like to keep my lashes done, because when I don't have makeup on, it kind of makes my eyes pop. So keeping lashes on, and it also helps market lashes, because when people compliment my lashes, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a lash tech, even though I can't do my own. I'm a lash tech, you know. So your image does say a lot about you, but please just be you. Like, don't do too much just because you feel like you have to. Do it because you want to. Do it because you're giving yourself a reason to go outside and enjoy and soak up the sun, or go outside and go talk to people.
Right. And I definitely agree with you. Like, when it comes to like social media or my events, I definitely like people are like, true. I see you. But my everyday life, like you said, my clients and my friends and family, they know me like barefaced. And when I do put on makeup, it's like a thing. Like, oh, okay, she put on some makeup today. So yeah, just wanted to ask that, because I know other people probably feel the same way. I know it's like some people won't post because, you know, their image or how they feel like they look, or they think that they have to look a certain way to, you know, attract people. So I just wanted to ask that question too.
Okay, well, yeah, I think it was good for anybody who's watching this is in beauty. Don't feel like you always got to be worried about the glitz and the glam. As long as you feel you and you're able to, you know, be your true self, you're fine. Do it when necessary.
Yes, definitely. So we are still living in like the Corona times. Miss Rona is out here. Like, how have you been able to sustain your businesses, your studio and everything during this time? And like, what has the pandemic taught you about yourself?
Okay. Let's start with how have I been able to sustain myself during a pandemic. First and foremost, thankfully having a savings came into play. My business must maintain a savings over a certain threshold for me. If it gets beneath that threshold, I'm just like, oh no. I always want to make sure I'm able to get the products I need and not have to downplay my products. I want to always make sure I'm able to get the brushes I need. So a savings is very important. Pay yourself and pay your business. That money is not all of yours, first and foremost. So aside from that, I was able to sustain myself by tapping into my other streams as well. And I also applied for SBA grant and loan. So the SBA loan actually helped me get an office space for Crown & Queen. Aww. And the grant actually helped me get more products. And I didn't have to touch my savings for, you know, getting more products. So that kind of helped. And I didn't have to touch it for getting things for the office space either. So it's really just setting yourself up to understand that anything can happen. There can be times where your clientele dries up, where you have your dry season. I personally know when my dry seasons are. my savings helps me with my dry seasons. Mm-hmm. So with me being on payroll, having a certain amount coming to me every week, every month, whatever the case may be, I have to make sure that there's money in the account. So that's for starters, y'all. We can hit another pandemic in another 10 years. You want to make sure that you are straight. Now, what has the pandemic taught me about myself? That I needed sleep, I needed rest, and that I move too much. Mm-hmm. I move a lot. Okay. And it also told me to, it taught me how to tap into my other streams of income, you know, while I'm sitting still. Mm-hmm. Because I was always tapping into those other streams at different times, but it was like, I can sell merch. I can do this. I can do that. I can, you know, trade my stock. I can do so many different things right now. Right. Even though I'm not able to do my events, because my events was a big moneymaker. And that helped me actually build the account up, doing a Beauty and the Beat brunch and things of that nature. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. Because I was going to ask, you know, what advice can you give to people who, you know, are going through rough times? But I think you hit on it. Like, definitely paying yourself and paying your business. Because if it's somebody like me where I don't have another job, I just do beauty, like, all this money is mine. Like, you ain't even thinking about, you know, putting it to the side. But it is very important to pay yourself and pay your business. Because like you said, this can happen. They're talking about a second wave possibly in a few months, you know what I'm saying? So we were starting to get comfortable again with working, but you just never know when, like, nobody expected this to happen. Like, it came out of nowhere, like, for sure.
Right. I do have another small piece of advice. Mm-hmm. If you have anything in your inventory that you need to market or sell, get up off of you, do that as well. So one thing that I marketed the most as it relates to makeup by Jaya when the pandemic hit was bridal. Bridal was a big thing that I marketed, because my 2021 brides, they was doing a bunch of nothing, okay? They were bored at home, honey. Yes. And because I put that pressure on, you know, marketing bridal, I have 10 weddings booked for next year, and I would have never thought that it would be, I don't know, before the pandemic, I probably only had two who inquired, you know, but I'm talking deposits are paid, contracts are signed. Market what's not popular at that moment, but what people still need. So put a strategy behind it too. My strategy behind it was, if you book now, you keep this price. 2021, I always change my price. I mean, I'm saying 2021. Every year, every start of the year, I always change my prices. I feel like I was able to evaluate the entire year, mm-hmm. see how many more clients I had from the previous year, see how much more money I brought in every month, compare my dry seasons to my good seasons. Y'all, we did not have prom season this year. So what did that mean for me? You know, so all this comparison, you know, I already know things are going to be different next year because of the way I'm setting myself up this year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's so cool. Yeah. I saw a lot of people trying to do that too. I just stepped away from bridal, girl. I was like, you know what? I don't want to do bridal no more. It doesn't make me excited. And I think they deserve to have somebody who is excited, you know, to do their wedding and everything. But definitely I agree with that. Like, pushing those kind of things to bring in income when, you know, most people probably weren't even thinking about their weddings. A lot of people's weddings that I was supposed to do got canceled or, postponed and everything. So definitely thinking outside of the box, for sure, because a lot of people probably wouldn't even think to try to push for people who are getting married next year.
Right. So having some strategies, and if you have trouble strategizing, definitely reach out to me on one of my platforms, because I'm all into strategizing for innovation. It's all innovation. Mm-hmm. And being in such saturated markets, it's like, you got to stand out.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You definitely done a good job of standing out. I just love everything that you have going on. And for you to be, I don't want to say like you're so young. I'm old compared to you. Like, I'm an old lady. But for you to be so, like, I'm not an old lady, but I'm like a decade. I got like a decade on you. But
don't say that.
I just love the fact that you're so young and that you You are so, I don't even know the word for it, because I wish that at your age, I just knew more about what I wanted. Like, you just seem so, like, you know what you want. You're going after it. You have everything together. And I just love that. I just love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The vision is very important. Like, I try to stay focused on my vision. So it keeps me happy, ultimately.
Awesome. So with everything that's going on with the beauty industry too, like, what are your thoughts, if you have any, about the lack of diversity and inclusion when it comes to, like, people of color, you know, working on set or behind the camera, in front of the camera, the brands and everything not really making products for us? Like, what are your thoughts about that?
Honestly, I don't have any negative thoughts, because what I've been seeing are people creating their own opportunities. And I feel like that's all it takes. We have Black Opal, we have Black Radiance, we have Fenty, we have brands that are for us. It's just not as many. So are you going to add to it? Are you going to be the next Armani? Are you going to be the next NARS? If so, let's just put a plan behind it. So one of my long-term goals is to have a brush line. I don't talk about this often, but I want to have a luxury brush line. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at all of these brush lines. I'm like, well, who's Black owned? You know, who actually, and it's quite a few out here, but yes. What we have to do is continue creating opportunities for ourselves. And I don't mean to say that to be cliche at all, but I'm just saying, if you have a problem with the lack of inclusion in the industry, you got to swiggle your way in some way or another. So I actually have a friend, and I want you to follow him when you get a chance. His name is JPW Photo on Instagram. Jacob and I we're the same age. When I say that's like my twin, that's my brother. Like, we're like this, okay? So Jacob creates his own opportunities by never stopping creating. He does not stop creating. And he's very inspirational and motivational for that. So one day I set aside a ton of weeks. Sorry, I got makeup on my team. I set aside a ton of weeks to just create looks that my clients don't ever allow me to create. Mm-hmm. I like the bridal. I like the natural. I dread the cut creases. I dread the glitter. I dread the extended wing liners. If it's not editorial, I don't really want it, for real. It's messy. It's a lot of work. Not that it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work I don't want to do. Yeah. So needless to say, create what it is that you want to see from yourself. Mm-hmm. And the more you apply pressure in that industry, people are going to see you. Jacob's in LA right now shooting Choice Brown, you know, Chance Brown, I think that's how you say her name. So many different people. And that right there goes to show that we can really do what we want. We can do what we want. Right. So I do have a number of thoughts on the lack of inclusion in the industry, but the only thing I really could say to sum it up is create your own opportunities. Find ways to get in by creating what it is that you want to see from yourself in your business.
Yes, I totally agree with you, because my thought is always like, why are we trying so hard to fit into something that is not for us? Like, just do your own thing. Like, that's always my thought. Like, I do understand, like, people want representation and everything like that, but I am so for, like, if the opportunity is not there, that's when people start to get creative. That's when people start to get innovative, and that's when the magic starts to happen. So I definitely agree with, like, creating your own opportunities and, like, not waiting for something to just drop in your lap, because that never really happens. Like, all of the successful people that we see is like people that went out there and made stuff happen. Maybe they networked, they know the right people, or they just created the opportunities themselves. So I definitely agree with you on that, for sure.
Thank you.
So what are you working towards your legacy being like in this industry? What do you want people to say about Jaya?
So I always look at Crown and Queens as my legacy business, because I'm like, how am I going to pass down makeup? I can't really pass this down. So this is just a service. So my legacy is really Crown and Queens, my acts of service in the community. I want people to say that she was a leader. I want people to say that she helped. I want people to say that, you know, she came from something and helped others come to something, you know? So that really matters to me. You know, I had the resources when I was younger, they just didn't help me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't take the initiative to get help from them because I felt like if you see me doing all of this, you would just help me. But they didn't. My dad's a business owner. My grandfather's a business owner. My aunt's a business owner. My mom was a business owner. The list goes on. So the people around me were there, but it's like, I just had to figure it all out on my own.
Right, right. So what's next for you?
What's next? The launch of Crown and Queens headquarters. The headquarters, I started the groundbreaking in June. And it's been very expensive. We had to strip the floors. We had to get new lighting. What I want from Crown and Queens is to be able to travel for different cities. I have Queens in Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, California. The list goes on. I want to be able to meet them. I want to be able to meet them in person, meet their families, help them in their communities as well. So I am a traveler, love to travel. So I do plan to incorporate that business, traveling into my business that way. And I got the headquarters space so that somebody can hold it down, actually be in a setting to help my mentees when I'm not here. Mm-hmm. And what else is next? As far as Makeup by Jaya, I just added lashes as a service. I was considering going full-time with lashing and makeup, but I haven't really considered it yet because my back is hurting, my fingers be hurting.
I feel you, girl. I feel you. This has been amazing. Like, I appreciate you taking the time to share with me and the Friends in Beauty community. But before you go, I have to ask you the Friends in Beauty rapid fire questions. So whatever comes to your mind first, I know you'll do great because you're amazing. Just let me have it, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
So what are the top three keys to your success so far?
Leadership, communication, and effective networking.
Leadership, communication, and effective networking. I love it. How do you measure your success?
That's a good question. I measure my success by the impact that I leave on others, the impact that I leave on my community. When people can say, oh, Jaya was able to do this, oh, Jaya came through, oh, Jaya was doing that. That to me, that's my success. I was able to do something for you that benefited you. On the back end, it probably benefited me as well, but initially it benefited somebody else.
Awesome. What's the best advice you've ever received?
Take my time with things, trust the Lord. I have a lot. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Take my time and trust the Lord. Like my supervisor says this all the time too. You're always in a rush. You're always too quick for me. That's what he'll say. You're too quick for me. Just slow down sometimes. Mm-hmm. So slow down. That definitely helps. Planning ahead. Always plan ahead. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That was one somebody told me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll stick with those three.
Okay. That's a good one. What advice would you give to someone who is just ready to give up on their dreams of being in the beauty industry?
I would say go back to the drawing board, sis. Okay. Because the real question is, what drove you out of the beauty industry? Okay. It was my mom's clients that drove her out of doing hair. Now she won't touch my hair. You know how much money I could be saving right now? Don't let anybody drive you out of your passion at all. Now, I realized that I was starting to get out of my passion when there was wear and tear on my body. I'm tired all the time. My back and my feet hurt. I was having too many clients in one day. I was getting in the car, driving too much, doing too much traveling, doing too much back and forth. I was all over the place. So I had to go back to the drawing board. I had to raise my prices so that I can feel like I was actually working for something and I'm not working for anything. I had to reevaluate my timing and I had to reevaluate how many clients I could take in a day. It went from 15 to 7. I only want 7 clients, okay?
Yeah, 15.
That 15 was sun up to sun down. And my body would say, girl, why'd you even do that? You know, you need to take your prices up. You ain't really making nothing for real.
Right. Wow. What's a resource that has helped you in your business that you can share with the Friends in Beauty community?
My mentors. Get a mentor.
Yeah.
So I have a mentoring program. If you do not have a mentor, I would suggest there's mentor.org, Crown of Queens Mentoring. If you follow a number of women who are pioneers in your industry, slide in the DM, slide in their email. One thing I can tell everyone for sure is that everybody is trying to build a team. Everybody wants somebody to help them. However, not everybody can commit and dedicate time to helping build somebody else's dream. However, if there is somebody who has a dream that you once aspire to be within or live, you know, or it's very inspiring, it's just, why not be their little shadow? Why not, you know, intern with them or some sort?
So do you currently have a mentor or a coach that, you know, kind of helps you develop like your programs and everything?
So not actually with developing a program. She's more of a spiritual mentor. She has her own makeup artistry business as well. Her name is Nima Ali. She,
I know Nima.
That's my mentor. She's my spiritual and business mentor. She's been a mentor for about a year and a half or a year and some change. Prior to that, you probably know Lola's Beauty Mark. Lola helped me when I was at BET, as well as Latie, makeup artist. So they got me together while I was at BET in terms of my makeup look. So I felt as they were mentors then. Even still to this day, if I reach out to them, I know, you know, they'll message me back or if I had a question. One day I reached out to Lola and I said, I don't get it. You know, I'm not getting the clients I want. My makeup is not looking the way I want it to look. Yeah. She was like, you're doing amazing. You're being too hard on yourself. Consistency is key. So when I go to Lola's page and I see the way everybody's skin looks, everybody's brows look, I just want to hurry up and tell my clients, stop booking cut creases. But they're so spoiled. They know I'm gonna give them any look they ask me to do because they know I can do it. And they're not gonna want to go to anybody else. So to sum all that up, I told you I can talk. I'm sorry.
I'm listening. I like to listen. Look, that's really cool. I love Nima. She's amazing. Like, she's probably one of the first people that I started following when I became a makeup artist. Like, she was doing like Love and Hip Hop at that time.
Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, she was in Atlanta.
That makes me want to do Love and Hip Hop because she was doing Love and Hip Hop and stuff. So I love Lola as well. So that's really cool that we know some of the same people.
Yes. And now Nima, she always in Jamaica. She got her own thing going on out there. I'm like, can we catch up sometime?
She's a boss too. I definitely have to get her on the show because she definitely inspired me to, like, in the very beginning, just to do, you know, certain things. And she's from this area. So that made it, like, you know, even better. Anywho, this is the last one, the last rapid fire one. So I want you to fill in the blank. I want you to say, my name is blank. And the key to longevity and success is blank.
I say my first name, right?
however you want to address yourself.
Okay. My name is Jaya, AKA Queen. And the key to success and longevity is innovation and consistency.
Yes.
So you must have something new and you must be consistent with what you do.
I love it. Thank you so much. Let everybody know where they can find you, find out more about Crown and Queens, your studio, and everything.
I am Jaya Bolden everywhere on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Google. Makeup by Jaya everywhere, makeupbyjaya.com, Makeup by Jaya Studio. And Crown and Queens Mentoring is crownandqueensmentoring.co. And we are also Crown and Queens Mentoring on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jaya. It was a pleasure having you on the Friends and Beauty podcast. And I hope that we can link up soon to see each other in person and be normal, you know.
Yes, indeed. We have to do some social distancing, link up, something. I definitely appreciated this opportunity. And it was nice talking to you. And thank you for having me on Friends and Beauty.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. Share this episode with at least one friend in beauty and subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts so that other friends in beauty can find this show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.